We are very, very, very happy to be here at Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhajan place. Next to us is Sevait, who has done for many, many years extremely valuable service for the line of all those who consider themselves to be Rupanugas or followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. This place becomes more beautiful and more beautiful every year, and it is largely due to the devotion and bhakti of our Hrishikesh Baba, who is just next to us here and who is really serving very, very nicely. I think Radharani and Srila Rupa Goswami have blessed our Hrishikesh Baba with Dritta Vrata, a very, very firm vrata, a vow to make this nice for the devotees. We have been coming here since a few years, and we have been able to sit in the shade of these ancient pilo trees, who already witnessed the bhajan of Srila Rupa Goswami. I think when we are coming for a 64 rounds day here, a very important question arises in our mind. The question is, how will I have the strength of mind and the strength of heart to continue chanting? Before this kirtan, some of you looked as if you had just been tortured. you were really struggling very hard. Now some good smile is coming in your faces, but some of you, I was really thinking maybe we must call the ambulance of Nandagram or the ambulance of the Japa and Kirtan retreat, because to chant for so long requires strength which is not always with us. Just consider Haridas Thakur, who did not just chant 64 rounds, he chanted three times as much from morning till the next morning. This requires a lot of strength, and therefore the question naturally arises in the heart of someone who wants to chant more: from where do I get this bala, this strength which is so much necessary in order to continue not only with chanting but to continue with Krishna consciousness in general? And sometimes we feel maybe hopeless. We think this strength is not with me, at least not all the time, and I don't know where to get it from. It's very interesting that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote something on this in his songs where he glorified the spiritual master. He said, "O Gurudev, alone I cannot find the strength in me to continue with this Harinam. Alone, on my own, I find it's not possible for me to do this for a long, long, long time. I feel without this type of strength." So, from where do we get this strength? The strength always comes through what is called a line of disciplic succession, a guru parampara. And our parampara, our line, goes over Srila Rupa Goswami, who is here in this world a renowned ascetic who systemized the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and put them together in his most notable guidebook for devotees, the Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu. Prabhupada translated this work as the Nectar of Devotion, and he said, this will be the law book of ISKCON for the next 10,000 years. Imagine. What it really is a law book is a good way to say, the Sanskrit word would be padati, a work which tells us how to practice bhakti. It's like a guideline. So Srila Rupa Goswami has written this work here, and now it's interesting, by his guidance we come to the borderline which separates the spiritual from the material dimension, and then just at this border, the border where we cannot go any longer alone, Srila Rupa Goswami comes in his spiritual identity as Rupa Manjari and helps us to move on. Srila Rupa Goswami in this world is a renowned ascetic, and in the other world, the spiritual world, he is a little girl, a companion of Srimati Radharani, Srila Rupa Manjari, who is privileged to see and serve in the most confidential Leelas of Radha and Krishna. So if you follow Rupa Goswami in this world, he will bring you to this border where you need actually a visa to move on. You can't cheat your way through this border. You need to be empowered there. And he stands in another identity, the identity of a Manjari, and he helps us to move on. At the last time, at the last days in this world, or the last hours of the world, Vaishnavas like to hear this song of Narottam Das Thakur, which glorifies Srila Rupa Manjari. The song is Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampada Sei Mora Bhajana Pujana Sei Mora Bhajana Pujana. This song says the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari are my treasure. They are the purpose of all my bhajan and my worship. Her lotus feet are the wealth of my mind, of my life. They are the ornament of my life, and indeed the very life of my life. See, our hope in this world rests in help from the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna, who can give us the required strength, and therefore to move where we absolutely cannot move on our own strengths. That is the spiritual dimension here in this world, and also the spiritual world itself, where we require the help of these eternal associates. So here, this is like a place where you can drill very deep. Oh, Hare Krishna! You are from the Vaishnavi Academy, Bhaktivedanta Vaishnavi School. Welcome. We are very honored to see you. See these young Kumaris, Hare Krishna. They come from our school in Nandagam. Vaishnavi Namo Namaha. Wonderful. Thank you for coming. See, they look just like little Manjaris, these Brijbasi children. who have come to spend some time with us today. So the strength, this is the question. On our own, on your own, you will have difficulty to continue chanting. You need the strength. The strength comes through Gurudev, who is a follower in our Rupanuga line. Srila Prabhupada is like this. When he was in Vrindavan, he had a very bad accident. He was, I believe, distributing his Bhagavatam, not distributing his Bhagavatam. He was walking on the street, and then a free roaming bull somehow was upset because of something. Maybe he saw another free roaming bull, and he ran and he hit Prabhupada in the chest with his horn, and Prabhupada fell to the ground, and then somehow he made it back to the Radha Damoda Mandir, where he had two very simple rooms, and he said he thought this is the end of his life, because it was just so painful and the bull was so strong. And he was lying down there in the room, and then Rupa Goswami, who was having his bhajan kutir just outside the window, you know, Rupa Goswami appeared to him and said that he would be giving him strength to recuperate, and also he said, "I will go with you to the West, and I will always be by your side." Later, in his purpose to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada must have remembered this. He wrote there that by the mercy of the Goswamis, all the obstacles in our spiritual life can be overcome. Now, it is therefore very, very important for all of us as devotees to know where we can get strength. It is from the line of Rupa Goswami, with which we connect through Srila Prabhupada and through reading the literature which they have left for us to follow, and the process which they have left for us to follow. Sometimes devotees who come to Vrindavan are bewildered. There are so many ways and so many sadhus who follow this way, that way, and this process, and that process. And all these processes have their tremendous value. I mean, they are not to be looked down upon just because they are not our own process. But it's very important for devotees who have received, who have been directed by Krishna in the line of Rupa Goswami, and who have met Srila Prabhupada in this life, to know where they are at home, where is their source of strength, what is their direction in life. And this bhajan place here is such a place where devotees can connect with Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami quoted one very interesting verse in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about chanting. He there said that the name Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vikray here, what is Nitya Mukta Pono Shodo Nitya Mukta Binatvang Namanamino. The holy name is full of rasa because it is actually non-different from the one who's named by the holy name, that is Sri Krishna. It is eternally liberated, never in Maya, like we are sometimes. The holy name is also never tired, like we are sometimes. And it is just now a question for us to chant this holy name properly. Rupa Goswami has said that the holy name in japa should be chanted very softly, lagu uchate, so that we can hear, and in kirtan it should be chanted very loudly. So when we do japa in the then we do it softly, and when we do kirtan we do it very loudly. The Goswamis have left us with a wealth of information. In fact, it is known that when they were here in Vrindavan, they all chanted a minimum of 1 lakh a day. Raghunath Das Goswami chanted 2 lakhs a day. And they were busy to write literature for the benefit of the human being. So may I somehow request you that we try now to chant together in that line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Let me just turn to Bhurijampabhu. Do you wish to say something? Yeah, good. Bhurijampabhu will also say something to us to inspire us. Let us move the mic. Aha, like this. Good.